such is the case with us at present. But just the opposite we have to understand. We have no right from consciousness to come to perceive and then to conceive everything in the terms of perceived matter. Do you follow?
Yes.
Yeah? You?
What
is this should be the basic, conception to have estimate of anything and everything around us. That is foreign. Matter is foreign to us. As consciousness is our home. And what we live and move and see and hear, everything is made of consciousness. That is our home understanding. And to indent matter from foreign land, from the land of Maya, measurement, not in Vaikuntha, immeasurable water. That is, there are foreign things to indent matter. We are child of that side. And this is Agantuk. Agantuk means guest. an evil guest. Matter is an evil guest, trespasser to our home. We are child of that side. Our home is there. We can think and do everything in terms of consciousness. That is the reality we have. This is a foreign, artificial conception of the world. And there is Satan. Satan's business is to take us, to calculate in the terms of causes. You are master, you are to enjoy. No. We are all one, they are our revered things around. Diabolical change, wholesale change. That's Krishna consciousness. Only the matter consciousness, only floating in the ocean of consciousness in one part, the fossil consciousness, matter consciousness. And that has got its gradation. And that is also seen to us infinite. We feel we are in the midst of infinite matter, material consciousness. But if we go home, and to take view from that plane, then we see that this is a very negligent part. My home is more spacious, and more real, and more near to me, the home plane. So we shall try to go to our home plane. That is Vaikuntha, the plane of service. The plane is not exploitation, not taking but giving. Service, plane of service. That is pure. How we dedicate, the plane of dedication is pure. And exploitation, however apparently it may be good, ultimately it is all wrong and all injurious. It cannot be good to any person, any living thing. So, the whole self, the Krishna consciousness, you see the UNESCO, the scientists, they are seeing this chemical thing will create atom bomb, that is all dog barking. Swami Maharaj told. The scholars, with the material interest, they are talking this thing, that thing. This will be utilized by the human senses, human beings, all meaningless like dog barking. Both the talk of the diplomats as well as the scientists, both who deals with matter, all dog barking. Can't you understand?
First class.
And from such a level you have to fight. You must take your stand in such a plane and fight. You can blow, push the blow.
God, Hare Krishna.
It's not clear.
Yes, first class.
Super clear.
Seems like the devil is doing so much propaganda to get the innocent people to their side.
No innocent people here. All culprits. Not only culprits, that we may go further. All traitors.
Yes.
We betrayed our loving Lord. Why you will come this side? That's right. All everything belongs to him. And instead of rendering service to him, we have come to exploit his own things. We are traitors. We should be punished severely. And we will understand this punishment is not sufficient. Punish me more. Then the day of liberation will come very near. Oh, his character. Correction has come in him. No punishment any longer. Tattini kampam sutamiksaman bhunyana iva atmakasangalipadam Rizibhaga babu bhi jadhan namaste jive tajo musti pade sadaya bhag. He will be fit to get total liberation. When he will understand that I am a criminal of the first order, and I should, more punishment should be dealt on me. The punishment is not meant with the idea of envy, but only to cure. So when our heart is cured, the very moment the punishment will be stopped by the Lord. The omniscience, he is all looking, all searching, eye over all and all this. No longer punishment is necessary. He has fully realized his own position. That's all he meant. Only we have to feel sincerely. More punishment I should have been given. I am a traitor. I have betrayed my Lord. After so many accounts, by my example, bad example. In this way, some repentance will come with us in whatever position we are. So, then our promotion is ensured very soon. He will take us now. Give us our duty. Our duty will be entrusted. Radical change, not only modification. Repair movement is not going to do to repair. Radical change. After Brahma, Abhijincha Damangalam, the Creator is also within prison, within the jurisdiction of the law, the Creator of this Brahma. What to speak of us? Abhijincha, Abhijincha means Brahma, the Creator of this Brahma. He is also tolerant person. Of course, he is with the Supreme who can produce law. And we are the parliament, we are his own. That is our service. No plurality, but necessity. Nidai Gaur Gadadhar, Nidai Gaur Gadadhar, Nidai Gaur Gadadhar, Nidai Gaur Gadadhar, Nidai Gaur Gadadhar. But please, Nidai, from the East, my son, Gaur 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 Gaur
Gaur Gaur
And where is Kamalasan?
Here.
Here. All white, yeah. White cloth. Mm-hmm.
Faded.
Yeah.
Huh? A little faded, the cloth.
A little faded.
Part white. White shirt.
White. White means truth, eh? And black means, false, sin. But black is the emblem, emblem of sin. And the white is the emblem of Saptaguna, that is goodness, white. So the red represents Rajaguna, Janaguna. Hare Krishna, 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 the biggest followers in that sampradaya he commands. We went to see him, Mr. Man Maharaj and Madhav Maharaj and Brahmachari Hybrid. See him and to collect some funds from him for our installation of the duties there in that asmat. So many barristers, advocates, educated persons are all around him. Many of them, his disciples, followers. Talk about the Archamurti came in. He told that within Archamurti there is God. The Lord is within that Murti, that Vigraha. We told no. The Archamurti holds the Lord. It is all conscious. Then, unfortunately, the expression came from his mouth. If I hit with a club this hologram, Vishnu Shila, it is crushed. It is broken to pieces. Then we put our hands over the ear. Then it is unhearable. All was astonished, the whole party. What is this? That our Acharya spoke something and they put their hand in the ear, that is beneath hearing. So, what is this? He came out with his argument. I already heard one slok in Bhagavatam from our Guru Maharaj. And there I got some mystic basis, as I told you today. Sarva Vedanta Sarang Jat Brahmat Maikatta Lakshanam Bhustad Dityam Tanishtam Kaivalyaika Prayojanam. I heard at that time I was a beginner, newcomer, but still my hearing capacity is a little acute. But I heard this came to our mind to refute him. I just pronounced this slok, on the basis of that I advanced. Yeah, we have to notice that Kaivalya. Kaivalya means oneness. Sarva Vedanta Saram Yad Brahma, that Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. This representation is all in all, it is proved in Vedanta. And Bhagavata also, in the same line of thinking with Vedanta. It is given. Sarva Vedanta Saram Yad Brahmatmaikatva Lakshanam, generally, ordinary scholars, they mistake Brahma, Atma, means Brahma, and Atma, Tattamasi, I am Brahma. But Jiva Goswami has explained in a very different and very natural way. He quoted that in the beginning, Bhagavatam pravished Brahma, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan, iti shabdat. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, three conceptions of the Godhead, with little difference, they are one and the same. Here also, Brahmatmaikattva-lakshanam, not that Brahma and Jiva, but Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, of similar nature they are. But according to different section, they are viewed in different way. But one and the same thing, Brahmatmaikattva-lakshanam, and that is Vastadvitiyam, this is the conception of the Absolute. The conception of the Absolute is such. Dityam tannishtham, pertaining to that, kaivalyam ekaprayojanam. Our necessity is kaivalya. Kaivalya, that is oneness. Oneness, atunam. Without any participation here and there, by misconception. It is an eternal flow of comprehensive knowledge. No other material and other conception would be allowed to enter into it. Then the kaivalya, this oneness is disturbed. Kaivalya ka prayojanam. We must not allow us within our spiritual transaction some eye experience or ear experience of the material world to enter into and spoil our whole conception. Am I clear? No.
Yes.
So, very careful. I was going to put that kaivalya ka prayojanam. What the scripture wants us to understand, we shall take something of it and then mix this material experience with this and jumble and spoil the whole thing.
Mm.
But we must retain wholesale that Sautama, that revealed truth.
Yes.
Our material experience may stand evidence or witness or may not. But we won't allow ourselves to deviate from the conception what is given by the revealed truth, Veda. Do you follow? Kaivalya prayojanam. That taking to practical thing, I put this question to him. When Krishna, he was hit by arrow by Jarabhadra, the blood oozed, yes, bloodshed was there. And is that material blood? No. Why? We are seeing with our eye the material blood is oozing from his body. No, his body is not material, that is only show to the deluded. That is Maya. And this also, if you hit the shalagram, it is broken, this is also Maya. We deviate from that position, just as blood oozing from the body of the Lord, that is Maya. Because we can't think that Krishna has any material body, all spiritual body. And why is this blood coming? And similar to our blood. We won't recognize that as material blood. So also, what we say that is deceived, our senses are being deceived by the material existence. We won't allow us to come away from what is recommended in the Vedas, that all conscious. So what I told today, we have no right to come out of the conscious plane to have some material conception and enter and mix with them and to prepare a khichuri. Khichuri, you know, yeah. All hush-push. So material experience must not be allowed to trespass into the plane of consciousness. We are child of consciousness. We live, move, we eat, everything is conscious. Mm. The food, whatever we do there, they're all conscious. Mm. We are child of that side. Mm. And this conception is falling to us. But now we have finished us. We have misidentified and come to identify this base nature and think everything in the terms, even if I go to soul, think about soul or God, some sort of material conception I carry from here and try to make it with this material. Nijo bhoge gorila gaurango. Our Prabhupada remarked against Sisil Ghosh, the writer of Lord Gauranga Namiyani Maitari, that you have constructed your Gauranga with the elements of your own enjoyment, the whims of this world. You have constructed the Gauranga of your own, not Gauranga as he is. You don't want to take him.
Who was that?
Prabhupada told about Sisil Ghosh, the Amritavajra Patrika's founder and the writer of Lord Gauranga. Oh. And the Omiyani Mahacharit and others. So a pseudo Vaishnava. A good scholar and a political man also. He was. Nijo bhoge gorila gauranga. You have constructed your gauranga, fitting your own whim. Nijo bhoge. So, our conception of God is also constructed by some material things carrying there. So tadvidhi paripateno paripasneno sevaya. Paripat means complete non-cooperation with this material world. Paripat, the surrender that I have finished with this material enterprise. I have nothing to inquire here. That means paripat, surrender. Paripasno, and to eager, honest inquiry about it. And then seva, all in all. I want to dedicate, surrender to that truth. Not that to fetch that truth and to put in my pocket or my iron chest and to use it for the satisfaction of my base ego. Not that.
Gaurhari.
I mean, stop here today. It has no meaning. What is it?
The spiritual master is forcing open the eyes of the disciple. He's forcing open.
Forcing the only. Gyanjana, Gyananjana, Swarako. The cataract is moved from the eye. Dibbam gyanam jatu diksha means dibbam gyanam jatu jagyat. Transcendental knowledge is imparted in a process. And that is diksha proper. Dibbam gyanam jatu. That's central standpoint calculated knowledge. Not part interest calculated knowledge. Hare Krishna, Gaurhari, 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 Gaurhari